Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Easygoing Podcast with your hosts, Juan Marcel.
And Rylan.
How is everybody doing? This past week was a little bit tough for us.
Yeah.
We're definitely climbing out of that,
mm-hmm.
which you can probably tell from the title of this episode already that we were going to talk about this. But yeah, basically, we've just been having a hard week in terms of motivation,
productivity, inspiration, even.
Yeah, we're going to bed late.
Waking up super late.
Yeah, it's hard for us to focus.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been having pretty bad self-talk.
Yeah, really negative self-talk as well. It's just been one of those weeks. It's normal.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why we really wanted to have this episode.
Oh, and also I wanted to talk about, we watched a movie last night.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And
yes.
Oh my gosh, this movie was so amazing.
Yeah.
It's seriously so good. It's a little weird. When we first started watching it, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, Rylan was not into it.
I was honestly getting pretty anxious. Like, it was making me really, my anxiety was heightening. And like, until the middle, I was like, oh my gosh, this is...
Yeah, there just comes a point where you're like all in.
It's so good.
It's a movie that really covers, in my opinion, it's one of the best attempts at covering what the human experience is
and
how random it all is and why we all act the way we act and traumas and the universe and the meaning of it all.
Mm-hmm. It's such a cool movie and concept too.
Yeah, so we highly recommend that. But anyways, today's topic was sent in to us by Sylvia via Instagram DMs. By the way, you guys can always submit episode topics to us, ask questions, or just say hi at the podcast email, which is easygoingpod@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to us on any of our social media platforms, as well as the prompt that we leave at the bottom of each episode on Spotify. We are always looking out for new episode topics and things that you guys want to hear from us here on the podcast. But anyways, here is what Sylvia said. I just wanted to ask you two if you have any tips on how to grow mentally in everyday life. Like, how do you include specific habits that make you grow mentally? And mentally includes everything, your way of dealing with things in your private life, as well as in your career. I would love to hear a podcast about it.
We love this topic.
Yeah.
Or this question. because of this week, how we've been feeling, you know, pretty much stuck in a little rut.
Yeah. And we just thought it was a good question to match how we've been feeling this week.
Yeah.
Because I think that when you're in a rut, I think it's when your mind and your body are kind of out of balance and they're just like, there isn't room to grow. You're neglecting those habits that were in place that mm-hmm. were making you grow. You just feel, you don't feel like yourself. That's how I feel, at least. I don't feel like the best version of myself.
And we know that this is something that everybody deals with, mm-hmm. falling into a rut or feeling like you're taking two steps back. Those types of things are what all humans experience. So we kind of just wanted to talk about our process of pulling ourselves out of that and to, you know, help us grow mentally, like Sylvia is asking.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just gonna give you some tips.
But first of all, I want to talk about the things that help us identify when we are entering a rut.
Yes.
Getting into a rut. I don't know how you would say that. Climbing down into a rut. It almost feels like it's a cycle. I don't know about you guys listening, but for us, it seems that since we're together 24/7, it usually happens around the same time.
Yeah.
We just notice ourselves sliding down and then we'll pull ourselves out and then we'll be out for a while and then we're back in.
And when we pull ourselves out, we always are higher than the last time. I don't know if that makes sense. And then we kind of fall back into a little rut and then we come back higher and with more experience.
And it's fewer and further in between as you get to know what the ruts look like, how to identify them and how to pull yourself out and how to stay out. That's a new skill I'm trying to learn. So one thing that starts happening as we approach a rut is it's like a domino effect. So first thing I notice is we stop making time for ourselves.
Yeah.
we are so focused on our career or one aspect of life.
Yeah.
And we're not at all focused or prioritizing relaxing and recovering.
Yeah, or like just giving time back to ourselves.
Especially in our career as content creators, it's that we are never fully working and yeah. we're never fully relaxing.
Yeah, and I think this is a problem for anybody who, you know, your passion is your job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're never really like, there's no on and off switch, really. It just yeah. kind of feels like it's always on and you're always thinking about it. And especially with it being social media for us, we're always on social media. So it's kind of like we're always looking for new things to do or mm-hmm. try new things or whatever. So
yeah, and it's just like even when we're quote unquote relaxing.
Yeah.
We're kind of just like, oh, maybe we should be trying to make a TikTok or
yeah.
maybe we could be thinking about the next video. And I don't know, relaxing time, I feel like needs to be really intentional.
Yeah.
At this stage in life and mm-hmm. for any young adult or adults in general, I feel like relaxing is just not relaxing how it used to be when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like when you were a kid, you left school or whatever.
Yeah.
Came home. It was time to freaking relax.
You just napped for play till, like, your video games,
go outside with your friends, whatever.
Yeah.
But as you grow older, relaxing starts to blend more and more into like still kind of stressing about things, wondering if you should be doing something else.
Exactly. It's like as you get older, the anxiety of just reality of life kind of grows. Yeah.
Relaxing time.
Yeah. And then when you try to relax, you're like, what else could I be doing?
Yeah. So that's definitely the first part of the domino effect.
Yeah.
The second is one that you kind of brought up, which was being on our phones more often.
Yes.
And just having a higher screen time. Like when that freaking app on your phone tells you the screen time.
Yeah, it's honestly depressing sometimes.
It's always like double what it usually is when you're in a rut. You're like, oh, yeah. Okay. So basically my whole life was spent
on my phone.
Just doom scrolling.
Yeah. And I feel like this leads to us procrastinating like so much more.
Yeah, they definitely feed into each other. Procrastinating yeah. is basically us scrolling more on our phones. Yeah. Screen time goes up.
Mm-hmm.
You procrastinate more.
Yes, missing deadlines.
Yeah, you start missing deadlines. That leads to talking to yourselves super negatively.
Yeah, and also when I'm in a rut, whether that be career-wise or anything, I feel like I also just start to feel less confident in myself, like in all areas, outward, inward, like all types of ways, which yeah. is super weird, but maybe somebody can relate to that.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. It's for me, what it is I feel like I'm letting myself down.
Yeah.
The more I'm missing those deadlines and the more I'm putting things off and
mm-hmm.
just letting myself down, the less self-confidence that I have because I just feel like I can't even show up for myself.
Yeah.
And it leads to really negative self-talk and that gets me even deeper in the hole. And I'm sure you can all relate to that.
And also we start feeling like we don't have any control over our time.
Which leads to us waking up later and having less time with our mm-hmm. day and less energy.
Yeah.
And we start to enjoy the process of filming less because we're like kind of stressed now while we're filming because we're trying to film it in time.
Yeah, exactly. Because we'll wake up at like 12. We won't get out until like 2.
And then we have to film for our vlogs. I'm sure this translates to any type of career or anything, like waking up with less energy because you're going to bed late because you're trying to take back control of your time. So that's the full domino effect. That's been what helps me identify when we're getting into a rut,
mm-hmm.
is seeing like these things all happening. Yeah. Now, let's talk about what we do once we do identify that we are in this rut.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I feel is most important to do is to forgive yourself.
Yes.
For falling back into the rut.
Show yourself a little bit of love.
Yeah.
Because you need it.
Because it happens.
Yeah.
And this is normal.
It's so normal.
And you have to just make the decision that you're going to start taking the steps into the positive and back out of that rut.
And writing down actionable steps that you want to take.
Yeah. And that's where we're going to come in now with our own actionable steps that we like to write down.
Yeah.
And follow to mm-hmm. pull ourselves out of a rut.
First things first is cleaning up your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
So this always makes me feel so much better when I'm in a, you know, bad mental state.
Yeah.
Is cleaning up. I don't know why, what that is, but it just makes me feel so much better. And I feel like whenever I'm in a more sad mental state,
yeah,
my area gets dirty much quicker.
Yeah.
And I lose the motivation to clean it.
Yeah, it can be a reflection of how you're feeling.
Yes, in some cases, definitely.
Yeah, like it's part of that domino effect. Less motivation, less time, it feels like.
Yeah.
So you want to spend less time cleaning after yourself, doing the dishes, putting your clothes away, making your bed, all these things. And when you're letting all those things go, you come back home after a long day, you see more of a mess.
Yeah.
And it builds more.
Yeah. And I feel like when you clean everything, it's like a clean slate. And then you can also be like in your head, like, okay, this is a clean start.
This marks the end of the rut.
Yes.
The second step is beginning to wake up earlier.
Yeah.
For some of us, we don't have a choice, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wake up every day for work. For us, and for others like us who can relate to having a more flexible schedule, you just gotta get yourself onto some sort of schedule.
Yes.
You have to have some structure where you can make it. And
yeah,
the best thing we have found is to start with the first thing in the day, which is just waking up. Control when you're waking up. You don't want to wake up and already be hit with guilt. Oh, it's late. Why did I wake up so late?
Yeah. And I feel like when I wake up early, I just instantly feel proud of myself. I don't know why that is, but I just feel so proud of myself when I wake up early.
And that's not really the case with me.
Yeah.
I don't mind waking up late, but if I get into the habit of waking up late, then I can't even control it. So on days where I can't afford to wake up late.
Yeah.
And I fail to wake up early on those days.
Yeah.
It harms me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather just wake up earlier in general and just prevent that disappointment and that guilt from happening in the first place.
And I feel like if you go to sleep super late and wake up super late, you have like this heavy feeling in your chest. You ever wake up and just feel like heavy, sluggish, and like, I don't know.
It's called not getting enough sleep.
Well, or getting too much.
Yeah, true.
The next tip is going to the gym. Or at least like moving your body. Maybe it's yoga. Maybe it's going for a walk. Maybe it's just doing like 5 jumping jacks.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Just doing something to reconnect to your physical body.
Mm-hmm. And like just get the blood flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the heart rate up.
Just feel your body again. Feel in your body again.
Yeah.
So taking a walk in the morning, you know, before you start your day, or just dropping down and doing some push-ups.
Yeah. I feel like going for a walk in the morning is like one of my favorite things. Like just having some coffee and going for like a 30-minute walk is so nice. And it really clears your mind and gets you ready for the day.
I believe the youths nowadays are calling it hot girl walks.
Yes, that is
so
true.
So hot girl walks are very much encouraged here in this circle. Yeah, just something physical.
Yeah.
Get outside of your head. Get into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Reconnect. Next thing is schedule your days out and plan them in a way that's actually realistic.
Yeah.
A way that gives you time for yourself as well.
Yeah, I feel like this just like puts so much structure for the day. Kind of like a checklist or like a schedule ready, so you want to get those things done, and it makes you feel good when you have those things done, you know?
Yeah. I feel like all of us can benefit from this because, yes, there's always going to be the essential stuff that you have to show up for. You have to show up to work. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But schedule in the things you've been meaning to do, you know, have just wanted to start implementing into your life, and do it in a way that's realistic. It's really important that it's realistic so that you don't set yourself up to let yourself down.
Okay. And the next thing is actually relaxing when you are home. Putting your phone away, watching your favorite show, maybe even just taking a hot shower, like just really making that time to relax.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't need to mean putting your phone away necessarily.
Yeah.
If that's how you're choosing to relax, just being intentional about, okay, this is relaxing time.
Yeah.
So if you want to get on your phone and watch a YouTube video,
yes,
or scroll on TikTok, then make that your priority.
Yeah, I think that like making it intentional is important.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like sometimes people just get on TikTok and then they get lost and they're like, oh, I feel so crappy about that time that I spent. Like,
I
spent so much
time. Yeah, I should have spent it doing something else.
Yeah, but if you're like intentional with like, I want to go on TikTok because I want to relax and just watch funny videos, then, you know, that's great.
Yeah, just don't let work or worries or stress steal that time away from you. Make it all about you. Take a bath, whatever it is that your heart wants in that moment.
Yeah.
Do it and be intentional about it. Don't guilt yourself over how you choose to spend your me time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be so much more rewarding and so much more recharging. The next thing I have written down is to follow through on those reasonable goals that you set for yourself. And that's why, once again, I said to set realistic goals, because I think from the beginning of climbing out of this rut, what's so important is to start building some momentum.
Yes.
And building up small
wins. Yeah, it's like a snowball kind of. You're just like working your way up into this, you know, feeling better type of area.
The more things that you start achieving, the more you start feeling like you're not letting yourself down.
Yeah.
The more your self-confidence comes back.
Yes, exactly.
The more you're able to tackle bigger things, which now I'm learning that those things will just get bigger and bigger until you eventually start letting yourselves down again. Yeah. And then you're falling back into the mat. So maybe I just learned something new, which is to stay at a level where it's actually sustainable.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm going to write that one down for me. But yeah. Just start showing up for yourself.
Yes.
In small ways, build on that,
mm-hmm.
and one day you'll wake up and you'll feel like yourself again.
Yeah. And the next tip is challenging yourself creatively.
Mm-hmm.
So something that, you know, sparks some inspiration or puts you into a more creative flow.
Yes.
And for us, we did something very different this week.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah, we just wanted to mix it up a little bit and just, I don't know, it just shakes you back into thinking on your feet and creating from a genuine place instead of doing the same thing that you've been following, the same formula. So there was actually someone who DM'd us on Instagram and was like, I would love to see another thrift haul or something like that.
Yeah.
We've also been complaining about how we don't have clothes lately. Mm-hmm. We're reusing all the same outfits and everything. And we're like, man, thrift shopping sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great to film it again, but we don't really want to do a thrift haul. How could we do a vlog that is focused on the thrifting in Paris? Because the thrifting in Paris is amazing.
Yeah.
We did like a vlog style thing where it was mixed in with thrifting. And then we did a haul at the end with like this challenge that was weaved into it to see who would make the better outfit from the thrifting. It was so fun. And was different from what we usually do. And it was so rewarding for us because when we finished it and we put it together, we were like nervous again.
Yeah.
And we put it out and you guys responded great to it.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched that video, we would really love if you went and checked it out. We'll link it in the show notes. But
we're super proud of it. And I feel like whenever you try something new and you succeed in your eyes, which for us, it was just getting the video done and posted.
Yeah.
We felt so confident about it. It kind of like opened the door for like, now we can do other ideas. Like we don't have to just like vlog or just do vlogs. We can mix other things in and try new things. And
we have a new idea that we're doing this week. And it's so cool. It feels like it woke up that fire a little more, which definitely wasn't gone by any means.
No.
We just were in a rut already. So it was nice to like give that extra shot in the arm to wake up.
Yeah, you know? And I feel like because we started implementing, you know, these tips that we were just talking about before this creative idea was sparked, it helped us, just like Sylvia was asking, like, we just feel like these tips not only pulled us out of a rut, but also helped us grow so much and helped us push ourselves out of a situation where we were already very comfortable.
Yeah, and set us up to grow in different ways,
too. Yeah, a new way.
Creatively.
Yes.
And mentally as well. We had to challenge ourselves and find a new format and find how we were going to make this new idea come to life. And it was just really fulfilling. So just challenge yourself. That's a great tip to try and get yourself out of a rut. Shake things up a little bit. Get outside of your normal routine.
Mm-hmm. And the last tip that we have is to be more kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just realize that, you know, you're human. We fall into ruts here and there. That's what life is about. Yeah.
Life is really hard sometimes.
Life is a roller coaster, as cliche as that sounds.
Yes.
You know, you have your ups and you have your downs. And whenever you have a down, you always come back stronger or like up higher, I guess.
Remember, it's all just part of the human experience. And we're all just trying to do our best and grow and be better every day. So
living and learning.
So, Sylvia, we hope that this provided you with some value.
Yes.
We know that it wasn't a direct answer of habits that we have in place to grow mentally and career-wise, but we wanted to talk about how we actually fail to do that at times.
Yeah.
And how we put things back in order to get back into a headspace that's fitting for growth.
And I feel like these tips also, I mean, they don't just help you out of a rut, they also do help you grow mentally.
Yeah, all the things we mentioned are all great ways to promote growth in a lot of different aspects of life. So with that being said, if you did get any value from this and you enjoy the podcast, please do be sure to leave us a 5-star review.
Yes.
We are getting so close to our goal of hitting 300 5-star reviews on Spotify.
Which is so amazing.
It really is. So we love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
We also have another written review from one of you on Apple Podcasts. So we wanted to read that because every time we get one of those, we are so grateful. We know it takes time to sit there and write out actual feedback. We really appreciate it. So here is what this person wrote. Hey, Juan Marcel and Rylan, I love your YouTube videos, but listening to this podcast made me love you guys even more. I absolutely love how you guys are so down to earth, and it really feels as if you guys really care about your audience. I get so much value from the stories told and advice given from the podcast. Keep it up.
Oh, this is so amazing because, to be honest, when we started the podcast, it was really just to build a stronger connection with you guys. And I feel like what we set out to do, we've kind of accomplished, and we love you guys so much. And all we ever wanted with starting YouTube and TikTok and Instagram was just to like connect with people.
Yeah.
That's always been like our why of why we wanted to do things. Mm-hmm. And that's why we just love podcasting, because it just helps us connect so much deeper with you guys.
Yeah. So thank you so much to whoever wrote that. You didn't leave your name, so we can't thank you by name, but thank you. Seriously.
So sweet.
We love you guys so much, and we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
We will talk to you next week.
Yes. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.